Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But, you know, last week on Really, on a serious note, back, you know, to talk a little bit about these Olympians, you know, we talked Monday about Gabby Douglas and how she is a believer. I think that is so awesome, Pat. Mm-hmm. When athletes, and we've talked about them, Jeremy Lin, mm-hmm. who was formerly from the Knicks, but now you know is the Houston Rockets.
That's right.
And, oh my goodness, he can play ball and he's intelligent and loves God. You know, he's a Harvard graduate, right? It's like, oh,
Harvard?
This guy. Yes, this guy has the whole package. Yeah, man. He said, I want to be a preacher one day.
Wow.
I'm like, dude, you are preaching now, you know?
That's right.
So you got Jeremy Lin, Drew Brees, awesome.
Yep.
Tim Tebow, R.A. Dickey, and there's so, and Josh Hamilton from the Texas. It's so, but it's so awesome. I don't know if it's me. I don't know if it's just the time that we live in. I know that people are coming to Jesus everywhere, Pat. And it's so cool and refreshing when you see sports athletes that are coming out and say, hey, listen, you know, Jesus is my Lord and Savior. I'm going to give him all the glory. I'm going to give him all the honor because I wouldn't be here without him.
That's right.
You know? So what, you know, we talked about Gabby Douglas and we talked about how when they asked her, she qualified for the women's all around team. Okay. She basically, they asked her, you know, what happened here? You know what? I know that you get nervous and, you know, cause mm-hmm. she has a history of this, I guess. And what happened? You get nervous and you were so poised. I mean, mm-hmm. you made it. You did well. And she says, listen, basically, I meditate on scripture. Right. I meditate on the word of God.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
This is in front of the whole world, you know. And
that's
she says,
awesome.
I give glory to God. And God's lifting this young lady up. You know, I saw her give a testimony about just how her mom ministered to her and would send her scriptures and she'd pray. And she recognizes that, hey, this is all about God and really not about her. She's 16 mm-hmm. years old. Family went through major sacrifices for her to be there.
Oh, wow.
And I just think that's so cool. But, you know, today I want to share with you another Olympian. And her name is Francesca Bokori. Okay. And, oh, my goodness, these sprinters, you know, I can't run. I can't run from here to the driveway. Okay. How they run and do the things that they do amazes me. But I have a little video here. I want a little audio here. I want you to listen to and a little background about her story and who she is. Okay, listen. Just go ahead and listen. And
with
listen
wings up. On her feet and Christ in her heart, Francina Bokori prepares for the 2012 Olympics in London. The 23-year-old graduate of Hampton University in Hampton, Virginia, will compete in the 400 meters and the 4x400 meter relay. The 400 meters is a grueling race, a near all-out sprint for a full lap around the track.
It's a tough race, but you know, if you have faith in God and faith in yourself and just faith in your training and, you know, what you've been working towards, it can be fun. You know, it's all about your mindset.
Francina is definitely focused, currently holding the American indoor record for 400 meters. She puts in the work on the track and in the weight room. Her training paid off in June when she placed third at the U.S. Olympic trials, earning a spot on Team USA.
It was just great to see my dream unfold before my eyes.
Francina already has one gold medal on her resume. She anchored Team USA to victory in the 4x400 relay at the World Championships in Korea last year. But there's something special about Olympic gold. She says hearing the national anthem at the Olympics would be a dream come true.
I can't even describe the feeling. You know, last year at World Championships, I got that opportunity and it was so much emotion. You know, at first I thought, you know, I'm just going to stand up here and get a medal, but you just feel so proud, you know, to see them raise your flag the highest.
Ultimately, Francina says she wants to win for Jesus Christ.
I tell my friends and family all the time, Jesus is the one who gave me this ability. You know, I can't get out here and run on the track by myself. You know, it's all him. He blessed me with this talent and
wow.
I just want to use it to glorify him.
Is that
and
awesome?
This Olympian
awesome.
Believes
awesome?
No matter how fast she runs, it's important to not get ahead of Jesus, making sure he is leading the way on and off the track.
I know that's right.
Mark Martin, CBN News, Hampton, Virginia.
Is that awesome?
Wow, that's good.
Is that awesome? I mean, hey, give praise and glory to God. And, you know, that's the amazing thing that we can all look back and just be encouraged. I mean, if the Lord is on your side, or better yet, if you are on the Lord's side,
right.
You know, it's all about glorifying him.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.